Welcome to Pakish News Podcast. Today, we're dissecting the escalating Middle East crisis and its profound impact on global energy markets and Pakistan's economy.
Indeed, the conflict, marked by strikes on Gulf energy sites, has sent global oil prices soaring, creating significant geopolitical and economic ripples worldwide.
These recent strikes, including on a major Qatar gas hub, have caused an immediate spike. Economists estimate a 0.4% inflation increase for net oil importers like Pakistan for every $10 barrel rise.
Beyond economics, Pakistan's national security is at stake. Increased regional instability, potential disruption of vital trade routes, and concerns for our large expatriate community are major worries.
Adding to the complexity, there are reports from a senior intelligence chief claiming China and Pakistan are jointly developing nuclear missiles capable of reaching the U.S. This, if true, reshapes strategic dynamics.
To counter the economic fallout, Pakistan is considering diversifying energy sources, boosting domestic efficiency, and potentially seeking concessional oil import agreements from friendly nations.
Fiscal measures like targeted subsidies or tax adjustments are also on the table to protect vulnerable populations from rising costs, alongside monitoring global market shifts.
The crisis deepened with Iran striking Gulf energy sites, the reported killing of Iran's intelligence minister by Israel, and the deployment of U.S. bunker busters, signaling a critical phase.
The Pentagon's request for an additional $200 billion for the ongoing conflict signals a long-term commitment. This marks a truly volatile period in regional tensions.
Pakistan's government is actively engaging in diplomacy to safeguard its interests and maintain neutrality amidst this turbulence, consistently advocating for peaceful resolutions.
It's a delicate balancing act for Pakistan, managing severe economic vulnerabilities while navigating complex strategic interests and evolving geopolitical shifts.
A challenging time indeed. We'll continue to monitor these critical developments closely on Pakish News. Thank you for joining us.